Welcome back to it on a Tuesday. You know, while I was out gallivanting across the country on vacation for a few days, I kept my finger on the pulse of the news. If you're in the news business, you never really take a complete vacation. My next guest knows that. He worked in on the dark side like I do for a while in his career before joining Enbridge. Ryan Duffy is the Enbridge Communications team director. Ryan, welcome back to the program.
Good morning, Steve. Thanks for having me on.
And I know that when you worked inside the industry like I did, you always kind of kept an eye on what was going on. And I couldn't help but notice that Enbridge was having some challenges while I was away last week. Some problems with Line 5 being targeted again. I don't know what the obsession is with trying to shut down Line 5, because if I'm not mistaken, just before I left, we talked about a structural support on Line 5 that it had shifted. It hadn't broken. There was no damage to the line. There were no leaks that I was aware of. And you had reported it, and you had repaired it, and then gone back to business as usual. But the state of Michigan didn't think that was satisfactory. Am I right so far?
Well, right, Steve, and I appreciate the chance to update everybody. We are operating as normal on the west leg of the line right now. That east leg does remain closed as we put our plan together for repairing that support we found that was damaged there on the east leg. We found that through our ongoing maintenance work that we do on the line in the Straits, and we notified the state, our federal regulator, right away. We kept them updated. And our federal regulator is the Pipeline and Hazardous Materials Safety Administration, or PHMSA, it's called. So we've kept them fully updated. We closed down both legs at first as a precaution, but then on the west leg, which is 1,300 feet away from the east leg, we found no damage at all, so we restarted that west leg. And then we did have that temporary restraining order that had us close the west leg for just a period of time, but that order was updated last week, so we're back running on the west leg. Which is good. It's good to have that energy moving, and it's important to be delivering that to the state. And so now we ran another inspection on the west leg, and the results were good again, and we're going to share those results with PHMSA and the state as we've been sharing information all along in the process.
Let me ask you this. I want to be crystal clear about this. No leak. No leak of any sort from Line 5 through any of this past a couple of weeks. In fact, no leak that I'm aware of ever. Is that correct?
That's right. Yeah, we've never had an incident there in the Straits in more than 65 years. And you're right. This was no damage to the pipe or any other supports. It was just this one support we found that had moved from its original position about 2.5 feet.
So that's it. So let me ask you this, Ryan, because I think it's important. Ryan Duffy here with us from Enbridge. I think it's important for people to understand, you know, people that don't maybe pay a lot of attention all the time to Line 5, but they hear about it here and there, and they hear about the tunnel project, and they're hearing us right now. Give the listeners an idea. How often are you down there inspecting that line back and forth, the west leg, the east leg, the whole thing, the structure, the whole operation? How often are you guys taking a look at it?
Well, it's really a continuous process. I mean, this discovery was part of our seasonal maintenance work that we do right now in good weather when we can go down there with divers and our remote-operated vehicles. So we're doing that all the time where the vehicles have cameras on them and they go down and they check the pipeline and look at the coating and look at the spans between supports and all of those things. So we do that on a regular basis. We're regularly putting our inline inspection tools, they're called, through the pipeline. Then they are like little MRI machines that move on the inside of the line with the product as it's flowing, and they scan everything. I mean, they're looking for any possible issues. They're looking at the steel, looking at all of that. So we run several different types of those tools throughout the year. We're constantly doing that, and we do that not only on the line five straight section, but also on the entire length of the line. So, I mean, that's what it takes. It's important to be doing that maintenance, and that maintenance has worked for us. That's why there's been no incident in more than 65 years.
And that's a great explanation. And that's what I wanted people to understand. It's continuous. It's ongoing. It's around the clock. Because you live in Michigan, right? Many of the Enbridge employees
right, yeah.
live in Michigan, right? You guys don't want a spill in the Straits of Mackinac. You don't want an accident any more than anybody else does. And I think people lose sight of that, of the fact that you live here too. And so when we're talking about keeping energy moving, that's important to heat homes and keep people and businesses going. But it's also critical to defend the Great Lakes. And you guys do that every day. And I think you get an unfair shake on that all too often, was the point I was making.
Yeah, that's right. We have more than 100 employees in Michigan, and they're very much committed every day to going in and making sure that pipeline is safe. I mean, that's what they do, and they care about Michigan. This is where they live, and they enjoy the Great Lakes and the great natural resources we have here. So you're absolutely right. More than anyone, they're committed to protecting the Straits and the Great Lakes.
So, lastly, we got about a minute here, not quite. Tell me, Ryan Duffy here from Enbridge, what's our timetable, do you think, to get that that structural support back in place and move forward?
Well, we're putting the repair plans together right now. We're getting that on track, and we'll be ready to go here. And so we continue to investigate, you know, the possible cause of this. We definitely want to figure that out, but... Again, whatever the cause may be, this clearly shows that the Great Lakes Tunnel Project is the best solution going forward, which puts the line so far below the lake bed that nothing would ever affect it, where it would be inside the tunnel with the foot-thick concrete walls.
Correct.
And more than ever, we feel Michigan really needs this project right now, with Enbridge paying for everything, $500 million, the jobs that it brings. The money that will be spent around northern Michigan, this is just an extremely important project, and we're seeing a lot of support for it.
Agreed. Ryan Duffy, full focus back on the tunnel project. Ryan Duffy from Enbridge, great explanation today. Thank you so much.